Hi, I'm Derek Barnett, and this is Tidal Goes Here. The summer of 1889 was incredibly dry in the Pacific Northwest. Unfortunately, cities in the region like Seattle, Ellensburg, and Spokane Falls were relatively young. Most of the buildings were made from wood. Wood frame buildings are flammable. On August 4th, the city of Spokane Falls burnt down. A restaurant on Railroad Avenue caught fire, and despite efforts to maintain the flames, by the time the fire was under control, 40 city blocks were destroyed, resulting in $14 million worth of damages. The city's volunteer fire department was unable to adequately fight the fire due to issues with their equipment. Lloyd Gandy, a resident of Spokane at the time of the fire, describes the issues.
Mr. Gandy, did the city have any kind of a fire department?
No, the city had a volunteer fire department with what is known as hose carts. That are an enlargement of the present hose you see in the yard with a reel. And volunteer firemen who prided themselves on their firemen's hats and uniforms. But that was the greatest part of their efficiency. It happened on this Sunday afternoon while we had a city waterworks. The manager of it was away, out hunting or fishing or something, and the man left in charge didn't know how to increase the water pressure, which you could in times of fire. When we got down to this fire, the hose was barely trickling little water and practically had no fire resistance.
The fire provided a fresh start for the city in some ways, though, as it was seeing rapid growth up to that point. Wealthy mine owners and timber barons from North Idaho began moving to the city to invest in new opportunities, and architects like Kirtland Cutter were able to redesign the city core and make their mark on the region. Businesses like Washington Water Power had a chance to better integrate themselves within the rebuilt city. 2 years after the fire, the city adopted a new charter, embraced the changes that came after the fire, and changed its name from Spokane Falls to Spokane.